And now it's time for Back Talk, where we lift the curtain on what's happening in the Tell Me More blogosphere and get a chance to hear from you, our listeners. Lee Hill, our digital media guy, is here with me as always. Hi, Lee. What's up?
Hey, well, is it Hispanic or Latino? Michelle, that is the question we posed to last week's group of guys in the Tell Me More barbershop. We're just about in the middle of Hispanic Heritage Month, but there are some who say the term Hispanic just doesn't cut it. Here's activist Roland Roebuck in last week's barbershop.
If I'm going to use the term Latino, it would be Afro-Latino, because I want to acknowledge my Africanness, and I also want to recognize my cultural background, which is Puerto Rican. For me, Hispanic refers to white Spanish-speaking individuals. So the whiter you are, the more inclined you will be to identify yourself as Hispanic.
Well, Lee, after that conversation, we heard from blogger Chris. He writes, the reality is that different groups of Latinos have different background stories and, just like everyone else, different prejudices. I have always called myself an American of Mexican descent, and I want to emphasize that once in this country, we are all Americans. Well, thank you, Chris. And Lee, moving ahead to this week, another conversation that had people buzzing was our report on gay students coming out of the closet in middle school. Here's a portion of our conversation with 15-year-old Alex Buchholz. He decided to make his sexual orientation known at age 13.
When I came out to my friends and stuff, it was pretty well perceived by the people I was already friends with. People I wasn't friends with probably weren't friends with me because they already thought I was gay at the beginning. So everyone just kind of shut up talking to me for a while. But after a little bit of adjusting, which was like a week, people started to just act like everything was fine.
And Michelle, in that conversation, we heard from Alex's mom, Nadia, along with John Sepik, who is the current president of PFLAG, a support group for parents, friends, and relatives of gays. But later we caught up with blogger Algery, who says she wanted to hear from another voice.
I would have also liked to have heard a perspective from the black community. No disrespect, but it seems a lot easier for a white person to come out than it is for a black person. The black community still keeps its head buried in the sand on this topic and doesn't want to talk about it in the same comfort zone as they do about racism.
Thank you, Algery. Lee, any updates?
Well, Michelle, you remember back in May, we explored the collapse of the auto industry. And at that time, the future of GM's Saturn brand was up in the air. Well, not anymore. This week came news that Saturn faces almost a certain end after the sale of the brand to Penske Automotive Group fell through. GM plans to stop producing Saturn cars at the end of 2011. Also, we reported this week on the alarming death of Darian Albert, a 16-year-old Chicago teenager fatally beaten on the city's south side. Now, the violent act captured on videotape has drawn a lot of attention, so much that since our broadcast, we learned that U.S. Attorney General Eric Holder and Arne Duncan, the former head of Chicago Public Schools, who is now Secretary of Education, will travel to Chicago next week to meet with school and community leaders about the issue.
And Lee, we should also mention that since Darian's death, a 14-year-old on the north side was beaten in Chicago in what appeared to be a gang-related attack. He's undergone surgery and he's expected to survive. And once again, we want to express our condolences to the families involved. Thank you for the updates, Lee.
Thank you, Michelle.
And remember, with Tell Me More, the conversation never ends. To tell us more, you can call our comment line at 202-842-3522. Please remember to leave your name. You can also log on to our new website where you can read more from fellow listeners and enjoy a simpler social networking experience. Go to npr.org, click on Programs, and then on Tell Me More, and blog it out.